everybody. It's Elizabeth here with this month's cosplay segment. And we reached out to all of you recently on Facebook and Twitter for some suggestions about what to do this month. And we had a couple suggestions for using how to use foam in costumes. So we're going to go over that a little bit today. There's a few different types of foams out there that you can use, mostly for building armor, but you know, you can use them in some other places as well. Armor, props, things like that. So a couple different types of foam are, one is this pink insulation foam, which Sketch is actually a huge fan of this. He's used it a lot in a lot of his prop building and costume building. So I think I might leave this one to him for a whole separate segment. But you can buy this at Lowe's or Home Depot or, you know, whatever your local hardware store is. And it's extremely lightweight. Like, this is nothing. It's pretty inexpensive, and you can use it for a lot of things to build up a lot with a very light base to it. So that'll be a whole other segment. Another one is, this is expanding foam. So expanding foam is used in a lot of, like, actual, you know, home purposes. But what you do with it is you spray it, and it, like, bubbles up into this big, huge mass of foam stuff. And then you shape it with a knife to the shape you need, and then you can fill it with a number of different products and smooth it out. And also, this is very lightweight. This mostly because it's built around, I don't know if you can see this, an empty soda bottle. So it's even more lightweight. This I ended up not using and going a different direction with what I was building. But this is an example of expanding foam, which we're not really going to talk about today either. Because today we're going to talk about Ava foam and craft foam. And these are been used in costuming for a really long time. That because it's cheap and it's easy to use, and if you use it correctly, you can use it for pretty much anything. So a couple examples of this. So this is craft foam, which you can buy at Joann's, Michael's, any craft store. You can get it in these thinner pieces. This is, you can get it in a variety of colors. This is 2 millimeters thick. You can get it by these big sheets. They come in about half sizes as well, a lot of different colors. But you're probably going to end up painting it, so the color doesn't matter too much in the end, as long as you properly prime and then paint it. It also comes in this other thickness. This is 6 millimeters thick. I think there's also some 3 millimeters floating around as well, but these are your two options when you go to craft stores for the most part. This is on the big rolls, which is really awesome if you need it for something that you need a big piece to cover a lot of space. And watch out for the sales, because I was at Michael's once and they were buy one get one free for the rolls of craft foam, and that lasted me a really long time, which was great. And then there are also floor mats, which are much thicker. These are like legit floor mats that people put in their workrooms and garage rooms, so because they're squishy and they feel nice on your feet. This one that I bought it off eBay, and I got like 12 of these. This one has a smooth side, then it has a textured side, and you can pick what side you want. I mean, if what you're making can use this really cool texture size, then go ahead and use it, because then there's one less thing you have to create. So I'm going to be working with some of this today for my example. A couple things that you need when you're working with foam is you need scissors, a nice hobby knife that you can buy at the pretty much anywhere. I'm going to use contact cement to glue the foam together. You can also use hot glue. I got some foam brushes to apply the glue, and a heat gun, and this is most essential, is the heat gun, because you apply the, you hit it with the heat gun, and then it becomes pliable, and you can form it into the shape that you want, and then once it cools, it sets in that place. So it's kind of like how when you curl your hair or style your hair, you you put the heat in it to make it style, and then once it cools, it holds the shape. So this does the same thing. You also need something to There's also sealers you can use to help keep the shape. I'm going to use some Mod Podge, but there's a lot of different things you can do. Some people use a mixture of glue and water. Some people use gesso, which is used as a primer for painting. And there's a whole bunch of other things you can use out there. If you need sandpaper to make shapes, you can do that as well. And two other awesome tools if you have them, which I currently don't right now, is a Dremel, like a rotary tool, to help make designs, to help sand things down, to create different shapes. And then also something like a soldering iron. You can make shapes in the foam as well with that. And that's a pretty cool tool to use. So I've used these methods a little bit over the years to create things here and there. And one awesome, like really awesome resource you can use is Punish Props. You can go to their website and they have a 3-part ebook all about using foam to make armor to use it in your costuming. It is really fantastic and we highly recommend that you go there and get these books, and they will help you immensely learn more about what you can do with your armor building when using foam. So the project I'm currently working on is, I just read this, the Return of Donna Troy special I picked up on Free Comic Book Day. So I'm doing this kind of armor thing. I'm not going to really wear this for a while, maybe early next year, but it's the only real armor project I have going on right now, so this is what I'm going to show you guys what I'm going to do. So focus on that shoulder armor and building that shoulder armor. So I'm going to get started. To start, I begin by making my pattern just out of some drawing paper. It's a little heavier weight than just regular printing paper. And I took two large pieces and taped them together at the short end so it could go all the way from the front to the back around the shoulder. Then I pinned it to my dress form in a few places. Took me a while to get it where I wanted going. Next, I took my reference on the front cover of the comic and just began sketching out, drawing out on my pattern where the shape of the armor would be. This took a little bit of time to get the shape right, and as I was working on it, I made sure to keep things in reference to scale. So as I point out here, the width of her fist here is about the same width as the bottom of that front part of the armor, so I use that as a guideline to scale the armor to my size. From there, I just kept sketching and sketching and sketching away, and I found at one point that I did need to add more out to the side, so I taped on another piece of the same paper, and I sketched and sketched some more to get the overall shape that I wanted. Sorry that I keep blocking the camera. I'm not very aware of where it was while I was doing this. Once I had the shape drawn out, I then cut it out. And you don't want to worry about making mistakes here. Don't be afraid of making mistakes here. This is where you want to make mistakes, because you're using cheapo fabric and not your actual materials. You're making a pattern. And like here, I screwed up. So it didn't go out as far as I initially wanted to. I cut a little too much off, so I added on some more paper, redrew my lines, and cut it out again. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. I know I've said that like 3 times, but you know, a lot of cosplay work is trial and error, and messing up here and getting it right here will make things much easier down the line. Once you have the shape you want, then just take the pattern piece off the dress form and use it to make a new pattern piece. Actually, check one more time to make sure it's what you want before you actually start cutting out your materials and making the pieces that you're going to then shape into place. So this is my cutout piece. I went over the edges with some sandpaper, starting at a low grit, going up to a high one just to get a nice smooth edge. So I got my heat gun. You can buy a heat gun at any store. Any hardware store. I stole this one from my mom a long time ago. So make sure you heat evenly. You know, don't point it all in one place at once. Try and get it evenly as much as you can across the piece. So it takes a while to heat up because it's very thick. Once it's heated up and pliable, you want to put it
on your dress form or whatever you're using for to help make the shape of it and press it into place, get it into place, so that way when it starts cooling, it'll start cooling in that shape. So I have some duct tape. I don't know if this is the best method or not, but I have some duct tape to keep it in place on the dress form. I didn't want to use pins because I didn't think they'd be strong enough and they would also pierce holes into the foam, which I didn't want to do. Just make sure that it's secure in place and the tape's holding well. I actually put a little bit more tape just to make sure it would hold in place. Then I took the corner edge and I wanted to curve it a little more because I didn't curve as much as I wanted to. So I went over again with the heat gun and shaped it. And it totally looks like I'm going to cosplay a Saiyan right now, but I'm not. So there's some weathering that's on this as well, and I'm going to take out part of it on the corner. It looks like there's a lot, like a jagged mark from something on the edge. I'm taking the hobby knife to start and just drew one line to start, and then I just started cutting away, making a rough cut. You know, I didn't want anything perfect here because an actual battle wound is nothing perfect. So I did that, and then there's also one on the front as well, almost like an S shape that I'm gonna carve out too. When you're doing weathering, try different tools. You saw me break out the scissors at one point. You can also try a Dremel or a heat knife or soldering iron, something like that too, to create cool weathering effects. So the next thing I tackled was creating that vertical piece that connected the kind of the top towards the bottom. So I just cut that out of some craft foam real quick. It's a rectangle piece. All right, so I took the piece and made sure that it fit correctly and was what I needed. And then at that point, which I'm very awesomely blocking the whole time, is I put the contact cement on the foam pieces. You do both pieces, and then you're supposed to have it cure in between putting them together. Mine says the bottle says 15 minutes. Yours might say something different, which I had totally forgotten about when I started doing this step here. Also, when you're using contact cement and when you're heating up foam like this, you want to use a well-ventilated area or use some kind of respirator mask to help protect you. Also, keep in mind if you have small animals or anything like that, this can definitely affect them more than you. So if you can go outside, go outside. If not, make sure there's a fan blowing and an open window or five where you're working. So after I let it cure a little bit, I then apply it to the armor and it sticks immediately. You just brush it a little bit. And it sticks really well. I also cut out the little circle that goes at the top and applied the contact cement to that and attached it.
Alright, so now I have my finished, well, not close to being finished, I got painted everything. I got my shaped armor piece with the details I want to add to it. This is almost kind of like a basic example of what you can do. There's a lot of really cool things that you can accomplish by using foam in different ways. And not a ridiculous cost either. So definitely check out those ebooks I mentioned from Punish Props if you want to learn more. We'll probably be doing paint at some time in the future, which hopefully Sketch will take because that's definitely his strong suit. So someday I'll get this painted up and made with that actual costume. I did change my shirt because I had little black pieces from when I was sanding this. If you have any other cosplay questions, we'd be happy to answer them at any time. So just send us an email, podcasts@animecons.com, or leave us a message on Facebook, on our Facebook page, on Twitter, or leave us a voicemail at 762 Adequate. And if you have an idea for an upcoming cosplay segment, we'd be happy to take a look at it for you and do a future episode about it. Until next time, we'll see you later. Bye.